What happens when you turn off the internet for a year? That's what author Esther Emery wanted to find out a few years ago when she cut the cord to all electronic devices. Emery and her husband lived in Idaho, met in the Panhandle, and later moved to Southern California. She had a successful career. But marital infidelity, leaving her job to become a stay-at-home mom, and a sudden move to the East Coast rocked her life. She decided on a whim to cut off the internet and give up her cell phone and her credit cards for an entire year. She eventually came back to Idaho and wrote a book about the experience called What Falls from the Sky. In it, she talks about finding peace, rebuilding her marriage, and reconnecting with her religion. Emery told our Samantha Wright, when she started this experiment, she was simply curious about what would happen if she cut off the net and tried life without electronic screens.
I wondered what might happen if I came to the end of my life and wondered what I had done with all the time, if I should have used it more wisely, or if I, in fact, had missed out on the most meaningful aspects of existence because I was headfirst into my phone and into my screens. In reality, I was in a time of crisis, a very difficult time in my life. But I had had a yearning for a simple life, even in my best moments, that desire to find out how to live life the most fully that I could had been with me. And when my life went into crisis, it just tipped me over the edge and gave me the courage to try it out and see what happened.
And you had just gone to a whole new place. You were living in a new spot on the East Coast. And as you said, lots of things were happening in your life. Did that make it harder or easier to give up the internet?
Well, it made it more necessary. I had given up my career. So I was making a transition that I think many people are familiar with, from going out every day and seeing people and having accomplishments to being a stay-at-home parent of two very small children, which was a huge transition for me, very challenging and unsettling. I wasn't quite sure where to put my feet. So I found that I was turning to my screens 24 hours a day. You know, the moment that I woke up, and even at any moment that I would wake up during the night, I would reach for a screen almost as a security blanket to make sure that I had some kind of connection with the outside world. So my addiction was actually in high gear at the moment that I decided to pull the plug. But then also, I found that having no patterns, having made dramatic changes in my life, allowed me to have more freedom, perhaps, to rebuild my life without the internet.
So there has to have been good things and maybe some things that you missed. Let's start with what you missed. What did you miss when you let go of the internet?
Well, for sure, the hardest thing was not having validation. I had walked through my life for a decade or more making communication some kind of presentation of myself on a daily basis, even moment to moment, and having people respond to that. We certainly joke about Facebook likes or Instagram likes, but it's a reality that I was accustomed to putting myself out there and having somebody pat me on the back and say, "I see you, you're doing all right." When I cut off the internet, I lost all of that kind of validation and found myself needing to provide my own will to move through even the most ordinary moments of my day. That was by far the greatest challenge, although I think ultimately also a very rewarding lesson.
And what were some of the best things?
Well, I experienced a great deal of empty space, which allowed me to go through a process of healing and self-examination that I might not have chosen to go through. It's a little bit like going to the gym for your spiritual or mental self. I don't think I would have done that if I hadn't created a structure that made it necessary. It was excellent for my marriage. It was excellent for my family life. And it allowed me to tap into a more authentic sense of myself and of who I wanted to be in the world.
And then you came back to the internet. Is it different now?
Well, I hope it's different now. I'm certainly the same person, and I have just as much tendency to overdo or to become addicted as I ever did. But I've had this experience of what it feels like to be on my own and to be fully independent from the internet. So I know it's possible. I don't have any excuses for imagining that I'm not myself without these kinds of connections or these kinds of technologies. So I do feel that I have a certain kind of perspective, which allows me to to make good decisions about how I use the internet and how I use all contemporary technology in my lifestyle and how I raise my family.
Author Esther Emery, her husband, and her three kids now live off the grid in a cabin outside of Boise.